第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。现在，你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Ah, the exams are over. I have gained a place at university, and I'm going on holiday tomorrow. Life is good.
I'm disturbed by how much good luck you are having lately.
The harder I work, the more luck I seem to have.
Jane, I want you to write 1,000 words on the Canadian wildfires. I need the story here on my desk in an hour.
I'll get right on it. I believe the fires have destroyed many forests and homes.
It's terrible. Our readers need to know about it. Where were you? You didn't come on Friday night.
Oh, no. I forgot about the party on Friday evening. But I even dropped off a gift at your house yesterday, on your birthday.
I didn't see it, but thank you. Anyway, we all missed you on Friday. Chopsticks are hard to use. Picking up rice is so difficult.
Practice makes perfect. Someday you'll know how useful they are.
It's hard to say, but I do like their beautiful patterns.
Home Service Central, how can I help you today?
I have a window repair appointment for tomorrow morning, but I'd like to move it to the afternoon.
Let me check on that for you. Please give me your last name and address.
听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
I'm glad we decided to take a break from work and hike up to the lake here. We can finally have a good rest. How much farther do you think it is?
Let's see. The sign at the start said it is 9 miles in total to the lake. We've been walking for an hour, and my watch says we're averaging 3 miles per hour.
So we're not yet halfway there.
Right. We should arrive around midday.
Perfect.We'll have lunch when we get there and have plenty of time to enjoy the view. I'm glad we decided to take a break from work and hike up to the lake here. We can finally have a good rest. How much farther do you think it is?
Let's see. The sign at the start said it is 9 miles in total to the lake. We've been walking for an hour, and my watch says we're averaging 3 miles per hour.
So we're not yet halfway there.
Right. We should arrive around midday.
Perfect. We'll have lunch when we get there and have plenty of time to enjoy the view.
Look at that tiny bird. Isn't it lovely?
I'm afraid that it just looks like a bird to me.
Doesn't it make you feel good? Just knowing that there are all these wild creatures living in the world.
I expect their life is a little bit tougher than you think.
Look at his little feathers. It's the same color as Joey, almost.
Joey has more of a red color. He's not a wild creature, though. He's the most spoiled cat I know.
We all spoil our pets. Look at your dog. He has been gaining weight since you adopted him.
Yes, we need to put Kevin on a diet, I think. He can still run faster than me, though, and he's always happy.
Look at that tiny bird. Isn't it lovely?
I'm afraid that it just looks like a bird to me.
Doesn't it make you feel good? Just knowing that there are all these wild creatures living in the world.
I expect their life is a little bit tougher than you think.
Look at his little feathers. It's the same color as Joey, almost.
Joey has more of a red color. He's not a wild creature, though. He's the most spoiled cat I know.
We all spoil our pets. Look at your dog. He has been gaining weight since you adopted him.
Yes, we need to put Kevin on a diet, I think. He can still run faster than me, though, and he's always happy. These noodles are delicious. You chose an excellent place to eat.
Glad you like it. What did you think of the show tonight?
It was amazing. Thanks for taking me to the theater. Peking opera is so interesting.
Did you understand it?
Not the language, obviously, but the facial makeup of the characters gave me clues about who they were and what they were like.
That is a good point. The key to appreciating and understanding Peking opera lies in understanding the patterns of the opera's facial makeup.
I thought so.
Each of the historical characters in the performance has its own unique facial makeup design. Over time, these designs have become familiar to audiences.
So they can see at first glance who is good and who is bad?
Exactly.
I thought the main character looked like the taxi driver who brought us here.
Ah, that reminds me. We are too late to catch a bus or the subway. I must call a taxi company now, so we can have a ride home.
These noodles are delicious. You chose an excellent place to eat.
Glad you like it. What did you think of the show tonight?
It was amazing. Thanks for taking me to the theater. Peking opera is so interesting.
Did you understand it?
Not the language, obviously, but the facial makeup of the characters gave me clues about who they were and what they were like.
That is a good point. The key to appreciating and understanding Peking opera lies in understanding the patterns of the opera's facial makeup.
I thought so.
Each of the historical characters in the performance has its own unique facial makeup design. Over time, these designs have become familiar to audiences.
So they can see at first glance who is good and who is bad?
Exactly.
I thought the main character looked like the taxi driver who brought us here.
Ah, that reminds me. We are too late to catch a bus or the subway. I must call a taxi company now, so we can have a ride home. So, you're applying for a B2 visa. What is your final destination?
Minneapolis.
And what's the purpose of your trip to the United States?
I'm going to visit my brother. His wife has just had a baby.
And how long do you plan to stay?
I'll be there for about 3 weeks. See, here's my return ticket for the 26th of March.
And who is sponsoring your trip?
My brother. Here, this is an invitation letter from him. I'll stay with him and his family in their home.
All right. Tell me about the ties you have to your home country.
Well, I own a house. I'm leaving my dog there with my neighbors. I have a car at home and I have my job. I'm employed by Tornell as an engineer. Actually, I only have a 3 weeks vacation.
And what evidence do you have that you are financially independent?
Well, I do have assets in my country. As I said, I own a house, and here's a bank statement showing my investments and bank balance.
Okay, sir. You are granted a B2 visa. Congratulations. So, you're applying for a B2 visa. What is your final destination?
Minneapolis.
And what's the purpose of your trip to the United States?
I'm going to visit my brother. His wife has just had a baby.
And how long do you plan to stay?
I'll be there for about 3 weeks. See, here's my return ticket for the 26th of March.
And who is sponsoring your trip?
My brother. Here, this is an invitation letter from him. I'll stay with him and his family in their home.
All right. Tell me about the ties you have to your home country.
Well, I own a house. I'm leaving my dog there with my neighbors. I have a car at home and I have my job. I'm employed by Tornell as an engineer. Actually, I only have a 3 weeks vacation.
And what evidence do you have that you are financially independent?
Well, I do have assets in my country. As I said, I own a house, and here's a bank statement showing my investments and bank balance.
Okay, sir. You are granted a B2 visa. Congratulations.
Traveling by train is fun, but long journeys can leave you wondering what to do with your time. So here are some ideas to keep you occupied. Read a good book. A great story can make the hours fly by. Train travel doesn't make you dizzy, like cars or buses, so you can enjoy a pleasant and quiet reading session. If that's not your thing, take your camera or mobile phone to take some pictures. Whether you want pictures of scenery or people, photography is a fun thing to do. A long train ride is a perfect excuse for a creative hobby. You may like to write, draw, or compose music. You can do all these things in the comfortable seat of a train. Another fun thing to do is learn something new. Have you long wanted to learn a language or improve your drawing skills? Now is the chance. You could also find out more about your destination. And, of course, movies and video games are very popular with people who have phones or computers. Also, don't forget, a train is a good place to meet new people and possibly to enjoy a meal and a cup of tea or coffee. Plus, take care of yourself by having a walk on a long journey. Traveling by train is fun, but long journeys can leave you wondering what to do with your time. So here are some ideas to keep you occupied. Read a good book. A great story can make the hours fly by. Train travel doesn't make you dizzy, like cars or buses, so you can enjoy a pleasant and quiet reading session. If that's not your thing, take your camera or mobile phone to take some pictures. Whether you want pictures of scenery or people, photography is a fun thing to do. A long train ride is a perfect excuse for a creative hobby. You may like to write, draw, or compose music. You can do all these things in the comfortable seat of a train. Another fun thing to do is learn something new. Have you long wanted to learn a language or improve your drawing skills? Now is the chance. You could also find out more about your destination. And, of course, movies and video games are very popular with people who have phones or computers. Also, don't forget, a train is a good place to meet new people and possibly to enjoy a meal and a cup of tea or coffee. Plus, take care of yourself by having a walk on a long journey.
听力部分到此结束。